From God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel of the Palms read at the beginning of this service, the 12th chapter of St. John. The crowd that had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. All four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. But only St. John tells us the reason why the crowds went to meet Jesus. They went to meet him because they had heard of how Jesus had just raised his friend Lazarus from the dead, after Lazarus had been dead 4 days. St. John writes, "The crowd that had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign." When Jesus arrived at Lazarus' home, the home of Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, the sorrowing Martha had come to Jesus, and Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life." Note that Jesus doesn't just say that he raises the dead and gives them life, though that is true. But several of the Old Testament prophets had indeed done as much. No, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And in his words, "I am," we hear the echo of God's words to Moses. For when Moses asked the Lord for his name, so that he could tell the Israelites who this Lord is that would bring them out of bondage in the land of Egypt, God replied, "I am who I am. Say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." So here in these words to Martha, Jesus is revealing himself as the great I am, as God made flesh for our salvation. At the very beginning of his gospel, St. John writes of the eternal Son of God, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then John goes on to say, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And so it was that the Lord, who once called all things out of nothing into being, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The same God here calls Lazarus from the dead. "Lazarus, come forth," Jesus cries, and he that was dead came forth. God incarnate called Lazarus from the dead because God incarnate is the Lord who, as St. Paul writes, gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. And so to Christ standing before Lazarus' tomb, apply the words of the psalmist, "God spake the word, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." God spake the word, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Savior's calling forth of Lazarus from the tomb is but a small thing compared to his calling all things out of nothingness into being in the beginning. But the raising of Lazarus is a sign. The greatest of the signs Jesus did during his earthly ministry. A most wonderful sign that the creation once made in love, ruined by human sin, is now redeemed and restored, rescued from death and corruption through the precious death of God's Son himself in love beyond understanding. In raising Lazarus, Jesus provided a pledge and foretaste of his own resurrection and of ours at the last day. And so even on this first day of the Holy Week of the Lord's Passion and Death, we worship in the light of the resurrection. In the appointed prayer for the day, prayed just a few moments ago, we prayed not only to be made partakers in Christ's passion, but also in his resurrection. And it was because of the great sign of Lazarus raised from the dead that the crowds went to meet the Lord Jesus, waving palms of victory in their hands and crying, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest," just as we do and will do this morning as at every communion, greeting the Lord who comes to us in the Holy Sacrament, another miracle of his saving love. So in the words of the Greek liturgy for this day, giving us before your passion an assurance of the general resurrection, you have raised Lazarus from the dead, O Christ our God. Therefore we, like the Hebrew children, also carry palms, tokens of victory in our hands, and cry out to the conqueror of death, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.